Welcome everyone to Recover in Christ. My name is Richard. I ask that if you get a chance to visit our website, www.recoverinchrist.com, and I thank you for visiting our podcast at recoverinchrist.podomatic.com. Today we'll be reading from the Gospel according to John. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Lord, we just continue to go ahead and thank you for the blessings. Lord, we just ask that if there's one lost today, that this word will reach out and prick the hearts of those that need it, Lord. And Lord, that they may be willing to go ahead and draw closer to the cross. Lord, we just praise your name. Lord, we bind Satan. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Chapter 1. The Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Chapter 8, verse 8. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto him, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 15. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. And the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. For they asked him, What then? Art thou Elijah? And he saith, I am not. Art thou they a prophet? And he answered, No. They said unto him, Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord. And said the prophet Esau. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, and said unto him, Why baptize then, if thou not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize you with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye not. He is it who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latcheth I am not worthy to unloose. Those things were done in Bethbarbera, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. Verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I say, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I come baptizing with water. And John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it is upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit ascending and remain on him, the same as which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the word today, Lord. We just ask that this word will go out non-void, and that the word of God, Lord, will just reach those that are in need. Folks, I just want to thank you for tuning in to this week's edition to Recover in Christ. We'll be picking up next week with the book of John, reading from chapter 35. And again, I just want to thank you for stopping in. If you get a chance and you feel like the word lays on your heart to make a donation, please make a donation at the PayPal at Recover, RMLK at recoveryinchrist.com at PayPal. And we thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.